brought to you by the new Bose A20 Aviation Headset. Bose is now introducing their most advanced pilot headset ever, the new Bose A20 Aviation Headset. It provides significantly greater noise reduction than currently available, along with improved comfort, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.
Hello, you're listening to Glenn Pugh for AvWeb.com. The bonus depreciation extension has been signed into law as part of the Small Business Jobs Act. So what is it and how can it help you? We're speaking today with Rodney Martz. Rodney is Senior Aviation Technical Specialist at AOPA's Pilot Information Center. Rodney, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Glenn. Glad you gave us a call.
So give us a quick overview. What is bonus depreciation and what's the idea behind it?
Okay, happy to do that. I'm here at AOPA's Pilot Information Center. We're not accountants. Let me throw out that caveat up front. But we do talk to pilots of all types of aircraft and experience levels and point out the options in the new tax law and the way they might proceed either to find out more information or how it might benefit them. Of course, the concept is bonus depreciation and its additional kind of sibling, which is the IRS Section 179 expensing option, and that's important. We'll talk about that in a moment. These two items have been around since approximately 2003 and have been used, we'll say, intermittently a year or 2 years at a time over this last period of years as a business or tax stimulus. These programs are pretty much extended just as they were last used in the 2008 and 2009 timeframe. And again, as you mentioned, the president passed the bill again containing this just on Monday the 27th, but they are retroactive back to the start of 2010.
So specifically, how does it work and how can owners really take advantage of it?
It is a business item, so if a pilot were only an individual, he would be have to looking at some type of business enterprise. So let me throw that out right away. What it basically is in its shortest concept is a 50% bonus depreciation, and that's not an additional depreciation, but it's actually a faster depreciation. That 50% is provided as a tax incentive in the first year. It's actually an expense write-off guaranteed of at least that amount. That's what bonus depreciation basically is. So faster depreciation means some savings on taxes in the first year. And obviously the concept would be if the businessman or the business pilot can save some taxes in the first year, he's hopefully encouraged to buy that newer used airplane as the case may be.
Well, is there a cap on price? Is it just applicable to new aircraft or can used aircraft fall under there as well? What are the limitations? Are there any limitations?
A good point, Glenn. The bonus depreciation is only for brand new aircraft only. That's one thing that's sometimes not well explained in articles that you might read, whereas the Section 179 expensing is available on both new and used aircraft. The way that works, again, is for the new aircraft, the amount is unlimited. It can start at any dollars, and it's unlimited on the top side, except that on certain aircraft, that's the term that IRS looks at, certain aircraft, they do have a minimum threshold starting at $200,000, and those certain aircraft are aircraft that take at least 4 months to construct. So that's typically our turbine or jet aircraft. So typically on piston, bonus depreciation, no limit on the bottom side and unlimited on the top side. And again, turbine and jet would typically start at $200,000 as a minimum threshold for the brand new aircraft. Following along on that, again, for the new or used aircraft, Section 179 expensing, the amount is $500,000. You could deduct up to 100% of the first $500,000, tapering off dollar for dollar thereafter, depending again on the price of the aircraft. So a lot of our general aviation pilots would look at and better look at the Section 179 expensing. The difference between the two typically, other than whether the aircraft took longer than 4 months to build as a general concept, would be the fact that bonus depreciation can be used as a loss item for carryback on taxes, carryback 5 years, And that obviously has a lot of interest and potential for companies. And on the flip side of that, the Section 179 expensing cannot be used as a carryback item. It's only a deduction in the current year. So again, those are accounting items, obviously with quite a bit of detail tied to them that the pilot or the company's professional accountants need to take a look at as far as history of profits in the business.
Well, let's take a specific example, if we could. If a company already owns an aircraft but would like to upgrade to something bigger and faster, how can bonus depreciation help them? Should we use specific figures, or can you paint in broad strokes?
I think we can talk about that broadly. On a trade for a new aircraft, the faster bonus depreciation would apply on the new aircraft purchase, the trade, on any aircraft over $200,000, unlimited on the upside. Depending on the size of the business, because the bill did mention small businesses, the Section 179 expensing can be used again on the trade of the newer used aircraft, trade for the newer used aircraft. And again, that's up to $500,000. So it depends on the dollar amount of the airplane deal someone's looking to get into. That's what they'd have to look at. The definitions of small business do need to be reviewed by the pilot's accountant or professional financial person, in that it does vary somewhat. But right now, the definition of small business would appear to be the $500,000 of new equipment added in a given tax year, the 2010 tax year. So one would think most small businesses could reasonably apply there.
Well, so it does sound that the results are going to be particular to the business and the purchase. What resources are available to pilots who, or people working within companies who need to find out more about this? Should they be seeking out their own tax representatives or more specific counsel than that?
No, they would generally start with their own tax counsel, their own accountants. The calls we take here at AOPA are broad view to help pilots understand the concept like we're talking about. But we also here at AOPA can point a pilot to accountants that have specific aviation experience. That can often help. Not that that's a requirement, but often the accountant with some aviation background has the faster knowledge to help the pilot to take a look at that. Certainly, larger companies that are buying the new aircraft over $200,000 also already certainly probably have accounting expertise available to them. We can point out some points in the code that are specific to aircraft to help the company's own accounting team take a look at the details to speed their view.
And so, do you have a specific number that people can call? Do they have to be AOPA members to receive the guidance?
Generally, they would be AOPA members, but we're happy to help all pilots take a look at this because we think there's opportunity here for them. And of course, our standard AOPA's Pilot Information Center call center number is 1-800-USA-AOPA. So that's 800-872-2672, and they'll simply press the buttons on the phone menu to get to technical questions.
Now, if they do approach an independent tax provider on their own or somebody within their company simply wanting to pass this information along, are there specific points that they should mention to send the preparer in the right direction?
Yes. I think they're most small businesses that have accounting professionals available readily now, their accountants are well aware of, generally speaking, what the 179 expensing option is. So really, the only the areas where we would help direct the accountant is to what we might know about unique characteristics of the timing of depreciation and things that may be unique to aircraft that the accountant may or may not have run into before, specifically related to aviation. But again, the accountant certainly has a good background on the basics and is aware of what the new bill has in place, generally speaking. The timing, since I mentioned the timing, let me throw that out because that does come into play. The bonus depreciation bill is only for 2010, so we do only have 3 months left. That is something pilots need to take a look at. Now, the Section 179 expensing does run through the entire year of 2010 and 2011. So a little more time, obviously, next year, 2011, for the 179 expensing. The other things that come into play on that would be the unique timing of depreciation to the particular company, as to whether they take a quarterly depreciation or whether they take a half-year option, that type of thing. But that's something the accounting team for a small business typically is already dealing with.
Good, timely information. We appreciate it, Rodney.
All right.
We've been speaking with Rodney Martz, Senior Aviation Technical Specialist at AOPA's Pilot Information Center. For AvWeb.com, I'm Glenn Pugh. Thanks for listening.
Brought to you by the new Bose A20 aviation headset, Bose is now introducing their most advanced pilot headset ever, the new Bose A20 aviation headset. It provides significantly greater noise reduction than currently available, along with improved comfort, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.